Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time of the 8 o'clock hour here in our nation's capital. You're tapped in to a Thursday night edition of Overtime with the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Right now, Jerry Jones is talking live in Dallas at the Star. Stephen Jones to his right. And this has just been... I can't believe what I'm listening to. I'm listening to it during the breaks. We want to continue to take your calls on this at 1-800-636-1067. If you're just now joining us, a massive trade came about 3 hours ago, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys deciding to part ways with star pass rusher Micah Parsons, sending him to the Green Bay Packers in exchange for 2 first-round picks and Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark. I am calling it, as a 27-year-old, probably the stupidest NFL trade of my lifetime. I'm willing to go that far with this. This is a generational pass rusher, and we throw the word generational around all the time in pro sports. It's actually sickening. But Micah Parsons, at 26 years of age, we've given you the numbers all throughout the show. Him and Reggie White, the only players in the history of the NFL to have at least 12 sacks in each of their first 4 seasons in the NFL. This is a 26-year-old pass rusher in his prime, and you have shipped him to the Packers, and you only got back 2 first-round picks. That's the thing that I can't get over here. The return is stupid. Jerry Jones is on NFL Network sounding stupid, and he keeps calling the man Michael. It is so ignorant and disrespectful that he's calling him Michael. It's almost like Bruce Allen style when he kept calling Kurt Cousins. This is what it reminds me of. I can't believe what we're watching, though, man. We're going to roll some of this press conference for you as we roll throughout the show here tonight, because I want to let you all hear from him. It is the stupidest thing that I've ever heard in my life. He is trying to justify the decision to trade Micah by saying, well, it's going to improve our run defense. He keeps talking about run defense. Why the hell does he keep talking about run defense, bro? Like, I literally cannot make this up. Jerry Jones keeps talking about the future and run defense and acquiring picks. First of all, the Packers have drafted in the 20s in the first round in 5 of the last 6 years. 5 of the last 6 years, the Packers' first-round pick has been in the 20s. So to only get 2 first-round picks, first of all, is just stupid. But then your run defense has gotten worse. Teams were running on you up the middle because they couldn't run at Micah because he sets a hard edge. Now they're going to be able to run on the inside and on the outside against you. Maybe you do get a little better with your interior run defense because of Kenny Clark. I'm not trying to slight Kenny Clark. Shorty can play straight up. Does this really make you better defensively? I don't think so. One other thing that Jerry Jones also said during this presser, don't sleep on the fact that those 2 first-round picks can be used now. Those picks can be used now, he's saying, to go acquire more talent. Come on here. Let's be real, guys. I have no clue. I have no clue what's going on in Dallas. If you are a Cowboys fan out there, we heard from one of y'all tonight, and I get it. I wouldn't call in here either because I'm going to be on your ass. Seriously. This is tough. This is tough. We're also taking your calls on this. In lieu of this Micah trade, from your vantage point, what is the worst decision? Trade, release, acquisition? From your vantage point, the worst decision in D.C. sports history. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Michael in Vienna, who's been holding the longest.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you waiting for us, Michael. What's going on, man?
No problem. This has been a fun night, I got to tell you, man. You know, and I can go, can I get it too? I'm going to go one that you won't even know the name of. And that is the Washington Senators trading Joe Coleman and Ken McMullen for Denny McClain and Aurelio Rodriguez. Now, Denny McClain is one name you might hear because he was the last pitcher to win 30 games, but he was also the only pitcher and the last pitcher to lose 30 games a season.
Jeez.
And he lost those 30 with, yes, our Washington Senators.
That's tough.
Now,
that's tough.
The second one, yeah. And I don't think you've mentioned this one yet, is a decision that set back a franchise for half a decade so far, and that is the contract extension on Steven Strasburg.
Wow, that's a good one. Paying for damaged goods. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they said, if they wanted to say, hey, thank you for the World Series run, then give the dude a $10 million bonus. Give him a $20 million bonus. Say thank you.
Yeah.
You don't sign. He was a thoroughbred. He wasn't a mutter. He wasn't going to get down and muck it up. He wasn't Jordan Zimmerman.
Yeah.
He was a thoroughbred. If it gets got a little sticky, a little heat, he broke down. And that contract has hamstrung them. That contract led to them trading away all their talent.
Yep.
Because totally the money that was tied up between that and Corbin. And so it led to the demise of that team, one of the fastest demises you've ever seen of a World Series team.
Look, I want to give them more credit than that, Michael, because I think you're bringing up a good point. Not only were they a World Series team, but outside of the Dodgers, I mean, we ran the 2010s, it felt like.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. It's tough, man. I appreciate the call as always, man. Hope you have a good rest of your night, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We're going to let you hear from Jerry Jones a little bit later on in this 8 o'clock hour. I want to let the presser finish. We're rolling on it, and we'll play you some of the best of it. But, this is like gold for me. Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. The quote right now that's up on the TV on NFL Network, it says, it was in the best interest for our organization to trade Micah Parsons. I cannot believe it. I can't believe it. I wanted him here. I would have given up anything not named Jaden Daniels to get Micah Parsons to D.C. And I know there were people tweeting at me earlier saying all types of snarky stuff. So this is a quote from Adam Schefter from Jerry Jones on this during this presser. The quote from Jerry says, this gives us a chance to be a better team than we've been in recent years. You can't make this up. This is a real human that's getting paid to do the job. Well, he owns the team, so I guess nobody's paying him. But you get what I'm saying. Do you think this is like all a part of like, is this like a marketing ploy for Jerry? Because he told y'all, what was this, a couple weeks ago, that winning the headline is important to him. The Netflix documentary on the Dallas Cowboys has come out, and now you trade Micah. So, like, they're ruling the sports world right now. But this is crazy. Micah Parsons, and I keep saying it, he's the best non-quarterback in football. If you want to call in with your, answer on that as well, we'll take your calls too. Lines are full, so if you're getting the busy signal, continue to try us. Let's go to Kevin, who wants to chime in. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, Linnell?
I can't believe this is happening.
I am a lifelong Packers fan. I'm a shareholder.
Okay.
I am on the waiting list for season tickets. And let's go. You know what? Jerry Jones, you worry about stopping the run, brother. You know what? You guys, stop the run.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's go. This is a day. The Packers just got a new president of operations at the beginning of July.
Uh-huh.
Mark Murphy had to retire because of his age. Ed Policy came in. Our GM, Brian Gutekunst, is cooking.
And think about people were talking about Gutekunst with the Davante Adams stuff and the Rodgers stuff.
Oh, dude.
Now you guys got to love him. He is cooking right now. You're damn right. And they keep drafting
good players. Matt Cohen in the first round. Now we got Micah Parsons. Let's go, boys.
Dude, look at some of the picks here recently, man, of the Green Bay Packers.
Exactly.
If you're going to go back a little while, Jordan Morgan last year, loved him. They drafted two good tight ends in Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgrave on defense, Edgerick Cooper. I mean, they got dudes, man.
Absolutely. And we already have Rayshon Gary and Luke Van Ness on the edge.
Come on.
Like, Kenny Clark is great, but, like, you know what? You worry about it, Dallas. You stop the run. Let me know how that goes for you.
I can't believe it, man. Y'all defensive coordinator, who I love, is going to be in heaven. Think about all the – this is the thing about Micah, Kevin, and why I think he is the best defensive player. People say Myles Garrett. You're not dropping Myles Garrett into coverage and asking him to run up the middle hash in Tampa 2 against slot wideouts. Like, Micah is really a do-it-all dude. So, congratulations,
Kevin. We are – I am living life. I mean, it's literally like Reggie White 2.0. Like, let's go.
Let's go. Appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. Saeed is in Upper Marlboro, wants to chime in. Saeed, what's going on, man?
You can't write this.
No, you can't write this.
Like, you can't write this. Like the crazy thing to me is, did he really say in the press conference that he's thinking about drafting Cooper Flagg? Did I hear that right?
Right. Look.
Did I hear that? Did I hear that right?
That is a good one. Yeah.
Like, did he just say I'm trading in my new iPhone because I think it gives us opportunity to write more letters?
Yeah. Pretty much, right?
Like, this guy is just crazy. I think he watched his documentary.
Yeah.
And he saw the trade about Herschel Walker. And people are like, man, that was kind of smart. And I think, you know, he probably looks a little bit like Michael. and then just went through and went with the trade. This guy is crazy. But just to chime in on worst decisions,
yes.
For me, they're all I gotta say is Vinny Serrato.
Yeah.
Vinny Serrato, by the way, was fired by Marty Schottenheimer. And Daniel Snyder said, I don't argue with a legend. And then proceeded to fire the legend and rehire Vinny Serrato, who rolled out the red carpet for, you guessed it, Albert Haynesworth.
Yep.
That's all I got to say. Mic drop.
Yeah. Appreciate the call as always, Saeed. Enjoy the rest of your night, brother. 1-800-636-1067. We're going to take another timeout, get us back on schedule here. When we come back, we'll continue to take your calls. Micah Parsons dealt out of Dallas to the Green Bay Packers in exchange for 2 first-round picks and Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark. In lieu of that, what is your worst decision in D.C. sports history? That's next here on The Fan.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I don't know how we got to start rolling on this Jerry thing. We got to start playing it for you all. I can't believe what he is up there saying. He said it was actually pretty clever on our part. Zins World Times, IL, pass up. Yeah, come on, man. He is on one. This sounds like Perk 30s. Like, this is crazy. I can't believe what we are getting here. We're going to wait a little bit. We're going to run through some more of these calls before we give you all the gold that is Jerry Jones, because there are certain parts in this that, like, this is a Emmy award-winning presser, is the way that I would describe it. Stream. This is a Emmy award-winning presser to me. This is a Emmy award-winning presser. It's the best way that I can put it. So, there's a quote from Jerry Jones on whether he'll continue to negotiate with players over an agent. I don't think that there's any question. Once you are together, I've had hundreds of times and instances, literally hundreds over the last 35 years, where the kinds of relationships I have with the players and the things we do, and that goes both ways. That's a natural thing to happen when you work together. It says agents aren't often to be found 10 years later, but the team and the player relationship changes. So this is the thing. This is the thing with this. Jerry and Micah were negotiating without David Mulugeta, who has become the most powerful agent in the National Football League. They were only trying to give Micah $40 million per. He goes to Green Bay and gets $47 per. So over the course of 4 years, that's $28 million more. Good on Micah, good on Mulugeta. That doesn't happen, though, if that deal and Micah only getting 40, that doesn't happen if Mulugeta is involved in these negotiations. Like, that's the big picture point to me here, too. And my whole thing is like, and this is a quote, wow. This last quote is crazy, Ben. Jerry Jones on whether or not he felt Micah Parsons truly didn't want to be a Cowboy anymore. I didn't give that any thought, quote. I never felt it. This is incredible. I am totally flabbergasted here as to, 1-800-636-1067. How we were spinning this to give it a local talk, because I know what some folks are out there saying, why are they talking about the Cowboys so much? This is the biggest story in the world of sports right now. We just had the best non-quarterback in the sport get traded for two firsts in Kenny Clark. Yuck. 26 years of age. In lieu of this trade, though, the worst decision that you can remember in D.C. sports history. 1-800-636-1067. Steve is in New York wanting to chime in. What's up, Steve?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I am elated. I'm hysterical. This is crazy. Like, Jerry Jones is going senile on the job, and I think it's fascinating.
I'm calling to nominate my roommate, Ralph Friedgen, who should have received a contract extension by the University of Maryland following being voted ACC Coach of the Year.
Yeah. I think it's a good one. Look, he brought stability to this program here at Maryland, and they haven't had it since.
Look at the record since they didn't rehire him.
Yeah, honestly.
Look who they replaced him with.
Edsel,
right?
Yeah, Randy Edsel, I think, was the immediate replacement, right?
That's right.
He was one of the worst coaches I've ever seen.
Couldn't recruit, couldn't coach. That's the thing about being a college football coach. If you can't recruit and you can't coach, at least Locks can recruit. Because he can't coach worth a damn, but he can recruit. Yeah, I feel you, Steve. That's a good one, brother. No one said that one all night. 1-800-636-1067. Anthony is in D.C. Anthony, what you got for us?
Hey, what's up, Lanell? Thanks for taking my call, man. Long time listener, long time caller.
For sure, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, you already know. Hey, I'm happy you ain't got play Micah twice a year. But listen. As far as Jerry is concerned, everybody calling him crazy, saying he see you, saying he see now. Man, Jerry know exactly what he doing and know what's going on. He didn't trade Micah. He got rid of Micah.
Anthony, you a Cowboys fan? You a Cowboys fan?
Man, I would drive this car off the bridge right now if you say that to me again, Linnell. What are you talking about?
Because you sound like a Cowboys fan for a second. I'm just making sure, brother. That's it. I'm just checking temp, brother. I'm just checking temperature, man.
Hey, all right, I got you. But Jerry, like you said, he had a verbal agreement with Micah, and Micah went back to the agent, just like you said. All of that's true. Jerry said it. It was reported.
Yep.
But the thing is, like, once you... Jerry felt disrespected, and Jerry felt like, oh, he not a man of his word. He said he gonna do it for this number, and now the agent is involved.
And the number went
so,
up.
But at the same time, Jerry, I mean, he rich. He's a billionaire. So, you know, I hate to make it about race, and I don't want to bring that to the fan because I know we only be talking football. We don't be bringing politics.
If you're going to try to pull that card, I get where you're maybe going with, but we won't do it here. I appreciate the call, though. 1-800-636-1067. I'm honestly feel like I wish I could text CK right now. I honestly wish I can't even believe that the presser is happening like this, dog. He's talking about run defense as to why he like he's really up there trying to justify it, saying that the run defense got better. And we're going to play you some clips of this because I'm trying to figure out how I can get this all to you. Because this is just literally right now, if you're on the if you have a smartphone and you're got the X app, type in your search bar Jerry Jones. You know what this feels like? You know what's like the are you hip, Ben, to what's going viral right now on TikTok? The sound? Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. You can get 50 pounds per person. That is what this feels like. This wow. That should be the backdrop of this press conference, man. I cannot believe that this is really happening. And he keeps, since what I know, he keeps calling him Michael.
Look at you with your brain rot knowledge.
I know, right? Look at that. But like, oh, this is how this feels.
In a two-week span, Linnell, we got Brian Daboll saying 6'7", yeah. And then we got Jerry Jones. Jet 2 holiday, yeah. Pretty much. This should be the background music.
Happening in real time. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. I'm getting ready to DM you something, Ben. Have I not DM'd you something in that long? It feels like I couldn't find your name. There we go. It's a two-minute bite. We'll let you hear a majority of it because this is that good. You never want to play audio that long on a radio program, but this is golden. Let's get to where we're going here. Lou is in D.C. He's been on hold the longest. What's up, Lou?
Hey, bro.
What's going on, man?
I ain't nothing, man.
That was crazy. Glad we were able to dump that. Thank you, Ben. Let's go to Jason and Laurel. What's up, Jason?
Linnell, what's up, my man?
I am elated. I honestly can't believe what I'm reading, what I'm watching in between breaks. Like, this is the craziest thing that I've ever seen in my life. I'm being real.
So I agree with you. It's crazy, but I'm not elated. I got to be honest with you. I want you to start taking some picking some butt over this. How come we were not the ones that took advantage of Jerry?
So this is a quote.
Our coach didn't get Micah.
Hold on. There's a quote in this presser. Jerry said he thought hard about trading within the conference inside of the division. He said there was no chance that would have happened. So that was from Jerry himself. So I feel you. Look, you know, that was the first thing I was thinking, Jason. Two first-round picks? Come on. That's it.
I'd give him three.
I would give him four.
Let's call Green Bay and see if Green Bay will do for three.
Right.
Because I don't want to play Mick. I don't want to play Micah on a short week.
Yeah, I know. I know. This is crazy, man. I honestly can't believe. What is worse? The presser, the return that they got for Micah, or the decision to trade him in the first damn place? I don't know what's worse. This is the worst press conference that's ever been conducted. Jason, while we got you, your vote for the worst decision in DC sports.
The gentleman one or two calls before me said Frugian. I think that's a great one.
Frugian was
I'm going to butcher his name, but one of the biggest ones I think, and again, I'm sorry I don't have his name right in the front of my mind, is when we did that nonsense with one of the Fab Five guys we hear. He went to Miami, but we brought him back. And that I think that was a charade because that guy got stole money from us. Juwan Howard, that's who it was.
Talking about Juwan Howard. Okay. Well,
yeah. To me, that was that. But, Linnell, as always, love the show. Great to talk to you, man.
Yes, indeed, brother.
I can't believe he's gone.
I can't believe he's gone. Dude. I thought you're good, though, Jason, because, yeah, if those of you that are just now joining us, Jerry Jones did say in this presser that he would not have traded him within the division. So for all of us Commander fans that are like, well, what could we have given up? There was nothing we could have done. But if he was willing to take two, I would have given him five first. I swear to God, I would have. I would have given him five first for him. He's that type of player, people. I hope like that's not getting lost with this. I honestly can't believe it. This presser is must-see TV. Ben, on the other side of the break, we're actually going to play some of the Jerry Jones audio because I need you all to hear it. And if you're in your car, I need you to pull over because you may crash. This is crazy what we're hearing. Micah Parsons, now a member of the Packers, sent to Green Bay in exchange for two first-round picks and Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark. He also receives a four-year, $188 million deal, $120 million guaranteed in signing the highest non quarterback contract in the National Football League. So this is a big-time deal. Jerry and company weren't willing to pay the money. Some of the quotes coming out of this thing are ridiculous. If you're just now joining us, he's talked about stopping the run as one of the big reasons why he wanted to make this deal. I don't know, though. Todd McShay giving some interesting thoughts here. He said, keep this in mind. The 2027 quarterback draft class is shaping up to be epic. Quarterbacks aside, there's Jeremiah Smith, Ryan Williams, Cam Coleman, and other projected to break out. The kid Wingo, you got Colin Simmons coming out, Dylan Stewart. This was actually a smart long-term move for the Cowboys organization. What the hell are they paying Todd McShay? I don't give a damn about what's coming up in the draft. None of those guys are a sure thing. Micah Parsons is a once-in-a-blue-moon type of cat. You don't hit on a guy like Micah. The return on the investment in terms of the draft pick, it's 12 sacks. Death, taxes, and Micah Parsons is getting 12 sacks yearly. It's hard for me, and I get what McShay was trying to do. He was trying to spin it to look positive for Dallas, but it's just hard for me to do that, man. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Greg is in La Plata. Greg, what's up, man? What do you think about this Micah Parsons deal, and then what is the worst move in D.C. sports history from your vantage point?
What's up, Linnell? Glad to see him leave the division. Absolutely.
Me too, first and foremost.
Yeah, the worst Washington tragedy. How about when we had Chris Webber and let him go over a little marijuana charge?
Wow. Is that what it was over? Wow.
That's what it was.
Over some pot?
I mean, this was a long time ago. It was a different.
It was a different era. Okay.
Damn. But yeah, we could have been something.
You're like the third or fourth person that's called in and said that. I feel like that's the answer that's gotten. And for me, you know, as a 27-year-old, that whole situation is like kind of foreign to me. But I'm gonna have to go dig into that, man. First of all, YouTube is amazing, Greg. If you want to relive history, I always go on YouTube to figure out things like this. I'm doing that tonight. I'll make that my homework to understand how seismic of a deal the Chris Webber thing was. But, Greg, if you're at home, brother, turn on NFL Network. Oh, it just ended. It just ended. So we can stop rolling on it, Ben. You already did. We appreciate you as always, Greg. 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, I'm letting you hear from Jerry Jones. We're letting the cat out of the bag. Warning. The views of Jerry Jones do not express those. The views expressed by Jerry Jones do not reflect the opinions of 106.7 The Fan. is the number. You tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. No, this is not 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, but we are all over the Micah Parsons news from earlier this afternoon. For just getting off of work, just getting in your car, having checked your smartphone recently, Micah Parsons out of Dallas to the Green Bay Packers in exchange for 2 first-round picks and Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark. Micah receives a 4-year, $188 million extension, $120 million guaranteed at signing, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. So Micah wins. He gets the deal. Some details are starting to come out about why this negotiation went sour. This is from our guy, Sean Sharif, of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He is all over it. I've been efforting to try to get him on the program here. They are super busy up there, obviously. You can check them out. Weekdays 6 to 10. But Jerry said in this presser that Micah's side wanted to start the negotiations where Jerry stopped, meaning Jerry offered $40 million per. That was what was on the table for Micah. Offered $40 million per. He's getting $47 per from Green Bay. Micah Parsons wanted a 4-year deal. Jerry Jones offered a 5-year deal. So everything, you understand why the deal didn't get done, right? They were really, really far apart in this thing. That's why Micah was so frustrated. And the thing that, wow, Stephen Jones looks sick to his stomach during this thing too, man. But, it's tough, man. It's tough because being real here, and I know I've dunked on the Cowboys all night, I'm trying to really make sense of it from their angle because Cowboy fans out there have to deal with this. This is their reality. And Jerry Jones, I'm trying to give him credit or the benefit of the doubt because I've made the jokes about I think he's going senile on the job. I meant that. But from Dallas's perspective, you do get two first-round picks. I can't. I'm going to stop. I'm trying to justify it. I can't. If you're a Cowboys fan out there, we want to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067. For my D.C. audience, same question that we've had all night here. In lieu of this Micah Parsons deal, what is the worst move to you in D.C. sports history? Here's the one that's been brought up the most. Chris Weber and him getting traded for Mitch Richmond. And the last caller that we had, I think, said it was over weed. Think about what the Wizards have been and how much of a dumpster fire we've been. And Chris Weber was arguably, if Chris Weber would have stayed a Wizard for the entirety of his career, he would be the best Wizard of the 2000s. Not even close. So if you're a Wizards fan out there that's distraught about that, I get it. For the folks in the youngest in charge, Boomer, right? I'm talking about my folks from 18 to 30. Kirk Cousins, the Kirk Cousins joint is crazy. When you think about what Washington could have gotten back, and Jay Gruden's come on these airwaves multiple times and said, we could have gotten back multiple first-round picks in exchange for Kirk Cousins, and instead he walks and you got nothing. That is up there to me with the worst move in D.C. sports history because of the magnitude of the quarterback position.
There's a move that happened in Nationals history that it worked out in the long run because they won a World Series and this player was an integral part of it, in Adam Eaton. When they traded for Adam Eaton, they traded away Lucas Giolito, who was one of the top pitching prospects in baseball, and then he ended up becoming one of the better pitchers in baseball at one point. He's since fallen off. I know he's struggled with injury. But that deal, they got Adam Eaton back, and they were supposed to also get Chris Sale. Part of the return in that deal, and it fell through.
Jeez.
And it's maybe, I wouldn't say it was the worst decision of all time because Adam Eaton was a pretty good player here when he was healthy, and they would not win a World Series without him.
Pretty big.
But the fact that they didn't get Sale back in the deal as well is kind of backbreaking when you think about it. But I guess it all worked out in the end.
Yeah. Looking at it, looking at some of the Nats moves over the years. Oof. The Strasburg one is tough because it's kind of like the opposite of what's going on with Jerry and Dallas. When you think about it, like they tried to do right by the player by giving Strauss that deal, but he obviously broke down and we realized that he just had no ability to stay healthy. I know people are going to say that is one of the worst in Nats history. From the Caps perspective, I think I actually got a tweet from someone, a DM from someone, giving us a Caps angle of this. This is from Bill Sullivan. He says, Caps trading for a star young defenseman, Philippe Forsberg, for a washed-up weirdo in Marty Erat attempting to win a cup. Forsberg still a star, and Erat was gone a season after the deal. So getting some Caps love in there as well. Can we talk about – I got another one. The Mystics passing on Angel Reese for Aliyah Edwards. That's up there for your boy. 1-800-636-1067. If you're just now joining us, Micah Parsons traded from Dallas – to the Green Bay Packers in exchange for two first-round picks and Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark. The Packers signed Parsons to a four-year, $188 million contract, $120 million guaranteed at signing, making Parsons the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. In lieu of that terrible decision by Dallas, for your money, the worst decision in D.C. sports history. Jay is in D.C. What's up, Jay?
Yo, how you doing, David?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. This is, you know, I'm not surprised by that Dallas move.
Well,
real quick, did you guys, or any of you watch that documentary about the Cowboys?
I have not started it yet, but I've seen clips. Jay,
it is paramount to understanding the mind of Jerry Jones. They actually give you a good look into some of his thought process with some of the things he did to that team when he got it, how he got it and why he did some of the things and made some of the moves he did.
Yeah.
One of the most arrogant men ever. And he still thinks that way, that he knows it all and can do it all. And all it has to take is his power and his will to want to win and the money that he has behind him to do it. Incredible. That's why he makes those decisions. Because he doesn't think any one man can make all the decisions for that team. So I wasn't surprised. I was really, really, I was amused. I just laughed.
I mean, it's hilarious. The presser, though, yeah. Jay, if you watch the presser, brother, more power to you. I hope you had an adult beverage as you was watching it, because it's that type of sit down and watch event. It's something you may, if you got a wife out there that loves sports, or a girl out there that loves sports, watch it with her. Your girl may even get a good kick out of it.
I'm driving, and I will check it out. And let me just chime in on this worst decision thing.
Yes.
And everybody's been saying the same thing about Chris Webber. And I think that is, I mean, think about what they had at the time. They had God Strickland, Juwan Howard, Calvert Chaney, Legler. They had all these pieces, man. And they had kept that. I'm telling you, when they played Chicago, go on YouTube and watch that series. Those three games, it was a five-game series. They lost 0-3, but even Chicago, Jordan said, "Hey, they are giving us the business, man. That team sits together. They are going to be, I mean, the sky's the limit."
For sure, Jay. We appreciate you. We're up against the clock. When we come back, we'll run through more of your calls. We'll try to get to the Jerry Presser in the 9 o'clock hour, but we're loaded here on the phones, and we want to get to all of you. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on The Fan.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I will take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. We will get into some Commanders news in the 9 o'clock hour. There is a wide receiver coming to visit next Tuesday. We will let you know who that is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But what we're talking about right now is this: the breaking news that has really shocked the sports world. Earlier this afternoon, Micah Parsons traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers in exchange for 2 first-round picks and Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark. Micah gets a 4-year, $188 million extension. Was the last phone bad? People saying in the chat, "Dude, that guy's phone was killing me." Was bad? I didn't even hear it. But yeah, Micah now in Green Bay for 2 first-round picks and Kenny Clark. They give him a contract that makes him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the history of the NFL. Jerry Jones' press conference has been the highlight of this entire thing. I've continued to say that the return that Dallas got for Parsons, they honestly should be embarrassed. They honestly should be embarrassed by what they got back in return. This is a generational pass rusher. This is the best non-quarterback in football. And the only thing you can fetch was 2 first-round picks and a washed-up Kenny Clark. Washed is what Kenny Clark is. It's called a spade a spade. I'm going to let you hear from Jerry Jones in this 9 o'clock hour before we get out of here. But I wanted to spin the conversation this way. In lieu of this terrible Jerry Jones decision, what is the worst move from your mind in D.C. sports history? We've heard a lot about the Chris Webber deal. I've mentioned the Kirk Cousins deal, or lack thereof, the Trent Williams debacle. Is trading the 3 firsts for Robert Griffin III up there as well? We haven't mentioned that yet. I'll never forget where I was when that happened. It was a Saturday morning. I was leaving a bowling alley, and I got the news we saw the news come across the ticker in the bowling alley. And I couldn't believe it. I was geeked up. We about to get a quarterback. Woo! Love me some Robert. And then he turned out to be a complete piece of crap. So isn't that tough? 1-800-636-1067. Another sneaky move, this is Redskins move, that was made during the 2000s that really made me go, what the hell are we doing? And at the time, we actually thought it was going to be a good move. The Josh Norman deal. Think about what Josh Norman was in Carolina. He was awesome. Came here to Washington, it just was not that guy. Now, it always feels like that happens with the Redskins, Commanders, football team during my lifetime, but damn.
His first year here wasn't terrible, was it?
He just never turned the football. You don't pay a corner that type of money for him not to get interceptions.
Yeah, that's fair.
That was my thing with Josh Norman. Just not enough ball production. I still keep going back to the decision to give Ron Rivera complete autonomy of this organization. What were we doing? What were we doing? It's another Redskins one that I can think of here. Yeah, the Josh Norman deal that was tough. Hiring Ron Rivera. Hiring Jim Zorn. Someone brought that up earlier. Yeah, the Jim Zorn thing was awful. And that was a talented team. I think that in Jim Zorn's first year, didn't they get off to like a 6-0 start? And they ended up crashing down the stretch. That's the tough part here. 1-800-636-1067. Let's get to your calls. See if y'all can give us some more. Derek is in Virginia. He wants to chime in. What's up, Derek? We appreciate you waiting, man.
Yes, sir.
What you got?
Man, worst decision in D.C. sports history. We got to be signing Albert Haynesworth, man. Like, what were we doing?
Fat Albert. But here's the thing about Albert. In hindsight, it ended up being the worst decision. At the time, I was geeked up. Think about
it.
Yeah,
that's how I felt about RG3.
Yeah, totally. Because Albert was a badass in Tennessee, man. There was no denying how good Albert Haynesworth was as a player before he got to D.C. But after coming here, yeah.
Yeah. Man, and that Michael Parsons trade was crazy. I feel like they got pennies for him, you know?
Honestly. You know what they messed up, though, initially to me, man? They should have never paid Dak the contract that they paid Dak. I would have traded Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
If it was going to mean choosing between Dak or Micah, I would have chose Micah.
Yeah, because Micah's a Pro Bowler every year, damn near.
Generational, man. We throw that term around a lot, but for him, it's worth it. We appreciate the call, as always. David Woodbridge has actually been on hold the longest. Should have got to you before I got to the last guy. Dave, we appreciate you waiting around for us.
Hey, Linnell. Hey, good talking to you again. It's been a minute, buddy.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate it.
Hey, so looking back, I got a couple. Weber was one of the ones. Everybody forgets we had Rasheed Wallace and traded him. I know we got Strickland, but look at the career Wallace ended up having.
He was Dana Stubblefield, though. But yeah, Rasheed was a boss, though.
Dana Stubblefield, he came here and he just found a buffet and he went crazy. You know, everybody.
I've heard stories about Dana Stubblefield for sure.
Yeah. So before we had the Nats, our hometown baseball team was the Orioles.
Uh huh.
Believe it or not. So in 1990, they traded for Glenn Davis, from Houston, and the O's gave up Curt Schilling, Steve Finley, Pete Harnish. Dude, they gave away a whole bunch of all stars for a guy that got hurt and really barely ever played for them. So to me, that one hurts the most.
Okay.
But man, so back to this Micah thing. Man, can we get Jerry some vitamins and stuff so
keep
he can
alive
stick
as
around
long as possible.
25 years?
I totally agree.
He is my favorite GM right now, brother.
maybe we'll shift the conversation over to that, David. I appreciate the call. What would you give to have Jerry Jones stay alive forever? 1-800-636-1067. I may give up. The Wizards could never win again. The Wizards could never make the playoffs again. I'd be okay with it if Jerry Jones stayed the owner of the Cowboys forever. Final hour of power coming up on the other side. We'll run through some more of these calls. If you're getting the busy signal, stay there. We are loaded on the phones at 1-800-636-1067. We'll get into some Commanders news. Plus, we'll also flip the conversation to this. We were asking the question of what is the worst decision that's ever been made in D.C. sports history. We'll shift it to this. Who was the hardest goodbye in D.C. sports history? That's next here on The Fan.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.